and welcome Coach Cook with the Higginsville Cornhuskers to the fifth quarter show. Coach, had a great game tonight in all facets, it sounds like. Can you tell us how the game went?
Yeah, we were celebrating our homecoming and senior night tonight, and hosted Nob Noster. We were able to come out and be very aggressive early, got the ball first, and opened it up quickly with Colton Williams on a 43-yard touchdown run. After a good Matt Gibson kickoff return that got us on that side of the field. See, we were on the 43 following the kickoff return, so Colton took that for a touchdown. We had five different offensive players score touchdowns tonight. I already mentioned Williams with the long 43 run. He had a good night, seven carries for 136 yards and a score. Christian Turner had a touchdown from 1 yard out, but he had eight rushes for 44 and a touchdown. Matthew Gibson read the option real well on a play early, took it 62 yards for a touchdown. Matt had four rushes for 70 yards and the score. And then through the air, Alex Nolte, our tight end, had two receptions for 33 yards and a touchdown. Blaine Wheeler, three receptions for 45. He had two scores on the night. But, just a well-balanced game for us all the way around. Just very proud of their effort. Defensively, we held Nob Noster to what we have them at 104 yards, forced a fumble. Defense forced a fumble. We recovered and also had three interceptions on the night. So just all the way around, we were able to swarm the ball, force the safety on defense, and just had a good evening.
Did the weather have an impact, cold or the rain?
No, it did not. Our field was in perfect shape. We've been real blessed with great field and grass. And, as far as the rain, we got a lot of rain there Wednesday, Thursday. But the wind today and a little bit of sunshine we got had it great shape.
What condition is your team in physically? Everybody healthy? You got some injuries?
No, we're injury-free as of right now, knock on wood. And, we're hitting on all cylinders and, just hope to be able to keep improving, as a football team and flying around and doing things the right way. And tonight was a fun night and taking a step towards that.
Tell us, how hard was it to keep them focused this week?
With homecoming, our guys have been through it. As far as our senior leadership goes, they did an awesome job. We had a very spirited week and, good pep rally today, and the kids come out and showed the good hard week of preparation.
Excellent. Who's your opponent next week?
Next week we travel to Lexington.
Have you had any scouting reports on them yet?
We know they're running single wing and got a good record this year. They're doing things the right way and have good success. So, and a real good couple of running backs and run a lot of misdirection out of that single wing. So we just have to, just get back to work and work on things to make ourselves better and do what we do.
Excellent. Is there anybody we need to know about, anybody on the team that you want to point out to us, exceptional performances?
Well, just hats off to our seniors, every one of them. We've got nine on the team. All of them were able to get quite a bit of clock tonight. And of our five that have been working with our offense, every one of them finding the end zone offensively was special for us tonight. And defensively, the boys played real good together. But I'm very proud of the 4 years of hard work that these guys have put in, and they're earning everything they get to this point. And they're working hard to get better week in, week out.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. I hope you have a same kind of performance next week against Lexington, and I hope you give us a call and talk to us at the end of the game.
Hey, we will do. We appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next Friday.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.